Hello, this is Robert Rickover at Body Learning. And today my guest is Brian Todd, who's the president of Perry S. Marshall and Associates, a marketing consulting firm based in Chicago. He's also the author of The Ultimate Guide to Google AdWords, the world's best-selling book on internet advertising. Brian travels a good deal, but he is based in Lincoln, Nebraska, where I am. And Brian has been taking Alexander lessons with me for the past few months. And we're going to talk today a bit about some of his experiences with the work. Brian, welcome to the show.
It is my pleasure to be here, Robert. Thank you.
Well, it's a pleasure talking to you, if a bit strange, since we usually talk in person. Could you begin by giving our listeners a very short description of the Alexander technique?
Yeah, and you can tell me how good a job I did on keeping it short. So, Robert, when you and I do the Alexander technique, we do short sessions of less than an hour, and it always involves exploring and highlighting the most natural, effortless, and intuitive ways to just let your body sit, walk, stand, exercise, do work, lie down, move, and just generally function better. And it always involves, my experience has been, it involves nothing more than clear thinking, basic anatomy, and simple physics, with an emphasis on clear thinking. So that's what Alexander technique certainly means to me.
Well, I like that. I think that's an excellent description. So how is it that you came to be taking Alexander lessons?
Well, it was a funny thing because I have only heard of Alexander from people overseas. Mm-hmm. And I think it was way, way back in like 2007. I was sitting at a marketing meeting with a woman from the UK, and she was asking me if I had ever heard of Alexander technique, and I never had heard of Alexander technique. And she explains kind of the way I did just now what it was. She was in her 50s, and she was telling me all about how it had helped her turn around years and years of pain and bad movement and jaw problems and neck problems, and how in more recent years it had helped her, Alexander had helped her recover very, very quickly from a car accident and that sort of thing. And she said that I should check it out. And I'm like, yeah, you know, one of these years I'll probably get around to that. Right. And then fast forward to just a couple of years ago, I was in another marketing meeting with someone, and his name is Jeremy Chance, and you know Jeremy.
Sure.
He hails from Australia by way of Tokyo.
Right.
And he is an Alexander technique practitioner, and we were talking about Alexander, and I had some familiarity with it, but had never done anything about it. And he happens to ask where I live, and I said, oh, I live in Lincoln, Nebraska. And he almost explodes, and he's like, Lincoln, Nebraska? Lincoln, Nebraska? That's like the mecca of Alexander training. And if it's not now, it certainly was at some time in the past. And I'm like, really? Seriously? And so he got me to go looking. And sure enough, I go looking, and I found out that the fellow that owns and runs AlexanderTechnique.com lives just 3 miles from me. And that turned out to be you. And so earlier this year, I got in touch with you, and we started our Alexander lessons. And it's been an absolute treat and a journey, and the journey, as far as I'm concerned, is just beginning.
Yeah, well, so that's a great story. So what? Well, I kind of know the answer to this, but it would probably be better coming from you. One of the reasons I believe that you decided to investigate it. Was an injury that you had, I believe, about 5 years ago.
Yeah. I was on a bicycle on a warm, hot evening in July, and was whipping through a rural one-stoplight intersection in a small town not far from here, and an oncoming minivan decided it was going to turn right in front of me at the absolute worst time. And basically slammed into me, like right on my left hip. And I could not stand up after that happened. And so the ambulance had to come, and they checked, and there were no broken bones. And I just had some tissue that had to heal up and so on. But it was like knocking my whole body out of alignment. Mm-hmm. And prior to that, I had enjoyed really good health and so on. And this was very frustrating. Now, I was able to walk, and, you know, after a couple weeks of crutches and so on. But it had some lingering effects that lasted years afterward, mm-hmm. where, you know, if I would walk any distance, then my back would hurt and my hips would hurt. And I used to be able to jog, and I couldn't jog anymore. And I had just assumed that I had just been permanently damaged. Mm-hmm. But the people some people I knew that were into Alexander were challenging me otherwise. And so I mentioned it the very first time you and I had a session, and you didn't necessarily invite me to dive into solving my, you know, standing, walking, sitting hip problems right away. But sooner or later, after multiple sessions, we started getting into some of what was going on in my body that was making walking so difficult and so on. Mm-hmm. And one of our among many discoveries, probably the single most important, as you and I were working on ways to walk and sit, to stand, you know, and to receive the support of the ground and so on, I just observed that my muscles had atrophied as part of the recovery process. And the left side of me was not carrying quite the same weight as the right side of me. And so you encouraged me to do some exercises, to spend time in the swimming pool again, which I had kind of gotten away from. And all of that, in all of that, over the last, I want to say, 2-3 months, mm-hmm. those old symptoms that had been hanging around for 5 years are somewhere in the neighborhood of 95% to 98% gone now. Mm-hmm. And it's just letting the body heal and letting the muscles work exactly as they were designed to work. Mm-hmm. And it's been amazing. You couldn't tell now that I had any such thing happen 5 years ago. And it's funny that it took 5 years to get around to that.
Well, yeah, that definitely happens in the real world. Apart from the improvement in your, you know, walking and activities that were obviously impacted by the accident, mm-hmm. well, what else have you noticed over this 3 or 4 month period?
Well, I think anyone that really, really dives into Alexander will just be kind of blown away by all of the different departments of life and functioning that actually benefit from this. Mm-hmm. You know, number one, I'm able to exercise more and exercise better and exercise more efficiently. You know, whether it's weightlifting, I have so much fun doing weightlifting stuff now in a way that used to be kind of a pain. Mm-hmm. So, you know, time at the gym, for years, I noticed that, that time on when I would go out bicycle riding, it just seemed to get more and more and more uncomfortable. And this year, the Alexander lessons I've taken have completely reversed that. And so now old things I used to enjoy when I was younger, like bike riding, are much more of a pleasure because I'm not in pain anymore. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I sit better. I work at home and I work in front of a computer. And so, you know how many bad habits can be acquired when you do that. And I sit better. I am breathing better, which is a surprise to me. Very pleasant surprise. I have more stamina in my walking, my running, my exercising, and so on. And I don't know if I've mentioned this to you, but I'm starting to uncover and let go of some kind of low, subtle levels of depression that I'd been experiencing and feeling in my body. You know, when every move you make, and like whether it's eating a meal or getting up or walking up and down stairs, has some level of pain, that creates kind of depression in people. And when that goes away and, you know, it just melts away through better use of your body, you suddenly feel good.
Right, right.
And so less, so I'm enjoying less resistance, less stiffness, pretty much every hour of the day, less rigidity in everything I do. And I think you know and appreciate how much rigidity is just the kiss of death.
Yeah. So, you know, the Alexander technique is often described as being a self-help process. That is, you learn how to improve your own functioning using Alexander ideas, typically things called Alexander technique directions.
Right.
And I know from our conversations that you've been, how can I put it, particularly diligent at doing that, more than I think some students might be, that you've really taken to them and not only taken to using them in all sorts of situations, but actually exploring new ways of using them or using them, using sort of different, using them differently, perhaps is the one way to put it, than these are ideas that you've come up with on your own, basically. How would you describe that we, I guess we could call it the homework aspect or the self-work aspect of this process?
Well, I agree that it totally is a self-help kind of process. It's funny because I wouldn't use the word diligence to describe it, although I'm totally fine with that. I take that as a compliment.
It is a compliment.
But I wouldn't use the word diligence to describe it, and I wouldn't use the word homework to describe it. Because my experience pretty much starting from our very early lessons was as soon as I start implementing, you know, the freedom directions that you teach, I can use them everywhere. Like every waking hour of the day, there's something I'm doing that will benefit from this freedom direction or that freedom direction or this kind of new appreciation for gravity or and all the things you teach. And to me, it was never really work. It was just like exploration. I felt like being a kid, like when I'm standing at the in line at the store, or when I'm on my bicycle, or when I'm laying down reading, or I'm just out for a walk, or I'm swimming. All these different ways where I can just take some of the stuff that Robert taught me and just put it to work and instantly see and feel benefits and freedom of movement and pain just going out the window. You know, I shoot baskets on the weekends at the YMCA, and that has improved dramatically just because I'm like, well, you know, what Robert showed me about the importance of the relationship between my head and my neck, what if I put that to work on a basketball court? And I discover that really works. I move better. I shoot. I have a higher shooting percentage, you know, and all of those things. I think one of the things you and I were talking about the other day was how different it feels for me now driving in a car.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, I made the observation multiple times. I think most of us in the 21st century experience G-forces in a unique way that Homo sapiens, for the first 100,000 years of their evolution, never encountered, except for those few that happened to own horses and got to ride horseback.
Right.
You know, so cars and moving vehicles and high speeds introduce us to new Earth forces that are perfectly real and natural and just part of physics. And if you know and understand Alexander, and particularly I think if people know and understand, Robert, what you teach about, you know, working in harmony with gravity and, you know, the upward push of the Earth and so on, even things like driving in a car can be more pleasant because you experience some weird and odd and unusual G-forces just driving to the store and back. And a
So
person.
you noticed that and you said to yourself, I assume something like, why can't I apply the kinds of directions I've been using with gravity and support to these forces?
And just responding to the forces you feel inside a car so that you're not stiff and rigid all the time, but you're just, hey, every nanosecond the forces on me are changing and shifting just slightly. Just respond to them. And now driving feels better. And I feel better after I get out of the car than I ever did. So.
And I think I would be remiss if I didn't give credit to my colleague Jennifer Roy Francolee, who was the lady who came up with Freedom Directions, which I have to say, you arrived at the Alexander technique at an opportune time. The last few years has been just an incredible period of development in Alexander technique directing in general. But the long and the short of it is, you would certainly agree with that description of the technique, that it's about learning how to look after yourself, basically, right? So it's
And
not.
learning and learning to trust your own unconscious, inborn, built-in instincts, and your body's natural system for finding the best way to do a task when it is given the freedom to do so. So
So, yeah, go ahead.
I really like a quote. I think I got this right, a Marge Barstow thing that apparently she used to say again and again back in the day. I wasn't there, but you were. Where she says, this stuff is just too important to be taken seriously.
Yeah, or too serious to be taken seriously. Yeah, that was definitely something. And for our listeners who are not familiar, Marjorie Barstow was an Alexander Technique teacher who trained with Alexander himself back in the early 30s, lived here in Lincoln, Nebraska, almost all of her life, and has been extremely influential, I think, in the Alexander world, kind of as offering a somewhat different approach to teaching the technique than some other teachers. And she's certainly had a huge influence on me and a number of other teachers. Is there anything that we haven't talked about that you want to add before we come to an end?
That's a really good question. I'll just emphasize just how beneficial and important it is to take Alexander stuff and just play with it. Play with it the way a 5-year-old plays with a new ball or a new toy or, a new word in his vocabulary. I feel like you'd probably disagree, but I feel like I'm just a rookie here. Because I've only been at it a few months, but I'm already just experiencing all of these benefits and how I feel all the time and how I move all the time and how I look and how I walk and how I breathe and all that. And the more you play, the more benefit you get. So I agree with her. She said it is too important to be taken seriously. Just have fun with it.
Well, that's a great place to end our conversation. My guest today has been Brian Todd, who lives here in Lincoln, Nebraska. And I'll put do you do does your brother's company have a website that I could put a link to? I'll put a link to the company that Brian works for, and I'll also put a link to a site that'll enable you to find out more about the Alexander technique and to locate a teacher in your area.
Good. And I'm definitely not the face of the company, but I can be found if you search hard enough.
You're the behind the scenes guy, right?
I'm the behind the scenes guy that keeps everyone happy and keeps things running. But we're at perrymarshall.com is
Okay, and
our.
I will put a link to that by the interview. Well, Brian, thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate it.
Robert, it's been a pleasure.